don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 21st of April, 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and try and catch up on lots of information to do with this wonderful, brave new world of the New World Order. I fill in a lot of the bits in history for you. I'll save you a lot of time, so listen to as many of the free audios as you can and try and catch up. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in the various languages of Europe. And it's funny, strange, to be talking about this New World Order, this ongoing project, the long-term business plan we call the world. And I was thinking today, as I was running through town and burning up coffee, that Huxley, Aldous Huxley, talked about how easy it would be for a few very rich men to form a sort of consortium, and with the ability of science, they could take over the entire planet and everyone and everything on that planet. And basically, you see, he wasn't just making a guess at the future, because Huxley was a member of those elite families. He'd grown up listening to the conversations of his parents and their friends. He was involved in Tavistock and various futuristic movements. These futuristic movements were meant to give you predictive programming by, through scientific fiction, basically, to get you grabbed on ideas which they would put out, and it would make you feel excited about them, get you involved in the story. And you wouldn't realize that you were getting downloaded with ideas for an agenda in which you would play your role, but you'd never really know what the final outcome was really, really supposed to be. You'd think that you did, but you would never know the final outcome. And that's happened to the entire planet, mainly through fiction, and we also have been well managed since the days of Francis Bacon. Francis Bacon said, it's best that the people who are governed know not what or why the governance, or where they're going, he says, not where they're going, he says, or why they do it. It's best the public don't know. In other words, we're given public relations. Public relations is nothing new. Nothing new at all. We've been lied to our entire lives. We've been standardized by a national and international educational system, which was planned that way through the United Nations. We all have the same opinions and everything, and we think we're all normal because we all have them. But meanwhile, these opinions have been downloaded into us through education and then through the media, both fiction and non-fiction. There's nothing you can touch that you can enjoy in this system. It doesn't have a hidden and embedded message, an opinion which will one day become yours. And that's how the system is run. And I've been talking for years about how they take over the entire resources of the planet and make you completely subservient to the small clique of incredibly rich people, rich families. That means food and water and everything you need for personal survival. And we're living through that phase right now. I'll be back with more concerning this coming crisis in the making after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Attention all listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man? Civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis. Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. The Matrix is this big illusion that's been drummed into us and repeated over and over and over until we think everything is natural, everything is normal, and things just progress along some strange, willy-nilly fashion, some road that no one really plans, and politicians just hammer out the problems and the crises as they arise, and nothing is further from the truth. Nothing at all is further from the truth. You should look into the League of Nations, the precursor of the Phoenix-like United Nations. And in the League of Nations, they talked about taking over everything to do with humanity in a socialist-type manner, but on behalf, of course, of the big boys who set it up in the first place, and that was the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They funded it, and they pushed it, and they pushed it through Wilson in the U.S. too, and he was subservient to Grey. That was his contact from England, from London, and Grey gave him his marching orders through House, and they set up the League of Nations, and even then they were boasting about taking over all of the haphazard functions that farmers did for themselves and how communities already worked. It was just too untidy. They didn't have enough profit coming into the big boys at the top. And so they set to work through science and through combinations, as they call themselves, cartels, to take over the entire resources of the planet. And wrote about it. And of course, at the time, no one really believed it. Just like today, when some of the top players come out and blatantly tell us where they're taking us, we don't want to believe it. I hear what they said, but they didn't really mean it. That's how we react, because of our indoctrination. Because our indoctrination has taught us that we're children, and we'll always be children, and rightfully so. We should just play until we die in some geriatric home and leave all the major problems in the world to your betters. You know, those invisible ones at the top with the suits and ties and briefcases that are just somehow there. They just happen to be there. You're born into the system, and they're there, you see. And this system is coming, this part of the system, this phase of it, is transforming into the next phase of total control. Now, in the 1800s, Karl Marx talked about the three major trading groups in the world under a world government. A united Europe would kick it off, followed by the United Americas, and then there'd be the Pacific Rim area, the region they called it. And lo and behold, we've lived through this happening just by chance, of course, and we're guided along this path towards world government, where scientific socialism, a science of the mind, will guide and control the general public. But at the moment, they're using the Orwellian phase before they go into that complete Huxley phase, and the Orwellian phase is the big boot stamping on the face forever. That's why you're seeing force being used, or the threat of force all around you, to get us all trained to go along to the next step, which will eventually transform into the Huxleyan stage, where they will create brand new types of servants. They won't give them any problems for perpetuity. That's the agenda. And of course, as I say, when you read it off over the years, people don't want to believe you. They're off to their fast food places, and they fill themselves with all that junk, and food and all the rest of it is plentiful. And yet here we go. I've been telling you that eventually you'll get rations and ration cards. That's part of a wartime process. And remember, at all times, we are in, according to the big boys, 100 years war. They mean business. 100 years. Not just against the Middle East, but to transform all of society. Starting with the Branch Davidians, they hammered a church publicly on television. Now then, after that, the Mormons, you see. And all the media goes into action talking about polygamy. Polygamy. In an era when you have licensed orgy houses for the bigwigs in places like Canada. Licensed. I went to the Supreme Court of Canada by a lawyer to stop raiding these orgy houses that the elite frequent. And they can have complete orgies, but the media quietens that up, but they go after someone who's a polygamist. Like, wow, in this day and age. Quite astounding, isn't it? The hypocrisy. But that's what bends the people's minds, because people don't think for themselves. They're actually told what emotions to have when they give you a story. There's a little attachment to it, and that gets embedded in your mind. This particular story has to do with the food and the coming crisis now, as they create the crisis. Now that Monsanto and the other big agri-food businesses, the big cartel at the top, and that's what they are, they're not independent companies. You'll find they're all interrelated. They're authorized to be there. They're authorized to have done what they've done, and that's to take over the seed of the world. That came from a higher decision than some corporate CEO. And this is from the New York Sun, April the 21st, 2008. This is rice stored National Food Authority warehouse at Manila, the Philippines, on April 17th. Now, they're already told us that there's riots going on in places like Haiti and so on because of some rice shortage and a wheat shortage and so on because of some fungus that's hitting the Middle East. It's even going into Pakistan, apparently. Go into the warfare techniques in the various books that have declassified information on government warfare techniques for total war. Deadly Allies, Canada's Secret War, is a good book to start with. Try and find it. You find it for a few cents used. And that goes into the creation of fungus and various other things to attack particular wheat and corn. This is stuff they had in World War II. You must create the crisis to come forward with the pre-planned solution. Very simple. Rice stored at National Food Authority Warehouse Manila, Philippines, April 17th. It says, major retailers in New York, in areas of New England, and on the West Coast are limiting purchases of flour, rice, and cooking oil as demand outstrips supply. There are also anecdotal reports that some consumers are hoarding grain stocks. Big joke. At Costco Warehouse in Mountain View, California, yesterday shoppers grew frustrated and occasionally uttered expletives as they searched in vain for the large sacks of rice they usually buy. Now, where's the rice? An engineer from Palo Alto, California, Yajun Liu, said, to be able to buy something like rice, this is ridiculous. Now, this is a PR piece, remember. This is given by the media to once again get it in your mind that there's a real crisis going on across the world. The bustling store in the heart of Silicon Valley usually sells four or five varieties of rice to clientele largely of Asian immigrants, but only half a pallet of Indian-grown basmati rice was left in stock. A 20-pound bag was selling for $15.99. They go on to say you can't eat this every day, and so on. So the rest of it's a filler. It's merely a filler to get it through your head. There's a real crisis going on across the world. But if you scroll down on it, they go into the fact that eventually rationing will be considered by various governments. That's really what the whole object of the story is, to get this through your head. Even have Mr. Rawls, a former Army intelligence officer, saying even if people increase their purchasing by 20%, all the store shelves will be wiped out. Now, that's meant to get you into a scared state, you see, get you used to it, predictive programming. And also looking to Mark Bard at parallelnormal.com, who's also done a piece on this. This is going to be a drumbeat. This, food and water, and, of course, gasoline for energy, oil, etc., a constant mantra until people will come to predetermined conclusions by their programming, gradual programming, and they'll all be talking about the same things as though it was all real and just happened by strange chance all at once. And then they'll be guided through the fact we can't live like this anymore. We need an ordered society. We can't breed like we're breeding. And we can't pick our own mates either because there's too many inferior types amongst us. And therefore, they might even bring out special tests and so on, and permission to have a child. Remember that China, according to the United Nations, is the model state, the main nation, for the world. That means to follow, including their one child per couple policy. And they really admire China because they really have created a mass type culture where everyone automatically obeys the system. Rulers love that. They love to watch that. They said the same thing about Hitler when he started off the Nazi Party. And all the bigwigs from Britain and America went over to observe. And remember, Hitler was Time Life Man of the Year twice in the 30s because they loved the way he ordered society and brought in this bureaucratic socialist system of control. They'd already done the same thing after the Russian Revolution, but especially when the Bolsheviks took over with the coup. And they wrote lots of books about this. It was all aristocrats went over. It was so bad that Trotsky complained to Lenin initially. He said, why are we giving guided tours of our system to the aristocracy of London? It's because the London aristocracy were very, very interested, since they funded the revolution in the first place, they were so interested to see how millions of people could so quickly and easily be controlled in a new system, a brand new system. All working for the state, the government in other words, everyone worked technically for the government. And they were taking lots of data on this. And now, of course, East is merged with West. Be back with more after the following messages.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. you're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this hazy, lazy matrix, trying to point out to people who are waking up. There's more people waking up because it hits them personally. That's when they start to squeal, because generally they don't care who's getting hit across the world, but you're going to find out we're all going to be squealing just as loud as everyone else across the planet shortly, as the big boys turn the screws. And I was talking about how the United Nations, that took over from the League of Nations, from the beginning, was to be set up as a global government. Make no mistake about that. But it was to be a front organization, a non-democratic organization, that would be, it would run the world in a dictatorial fashion. That's food, water, housing, standards of housing, all your plumbing, electric codes, everything comes from the United Nations and has for years. And their job is to promote the scam of helping third world countries get further into debt until they have to take over with the International Monetary Fund. They've been doing this scam for years. And the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank is just a front shell or a company, organization, private of course, which is like the Bank of Canada. We don't really have a Bank of Canada. You won't find it in the phone books. It's simply the floor of a building that representatives of the lenders meet in with representative of the Canadian government. That's what the Bank of Canada is. And it's the same with the World Bank. It's the same big 12, 13 banking families that lend to the countries, that comprise the World Bank. And their other organization is the International Monetary Fund. They act like the heavies. Once you're in debt and can't get out, they come in and they become part of your government. They tell the government how to run their economic system, and they scoop up billions from every country in debt. They scoop it up with their compound interest, etc. This is an article tying in with all of this, and this is the UN's propaganda. It was on the news, bbc.co.uk, and I think it was maybe the 15th of April. And here's the UN spiel. Farming practices must change. A United Nations-sponsored report has warned that modern farming practices and rules must change in response to rising food prices. Business as usual is no longer an option, says the report, as extra food costs threaten to plunge millions more into poverty. The study published by UNESCO, you know, that wonderful organization that was set up to create an international brainwashed society of children. That's its purpose, you see. UNESCO in Paris calls for more emphasis on protecting natural resources. Remember, Aldous Huxley's brother was the first CEO of UNESCO. More natural and ecological farming techniques should be used, it says. This should include reducing the distance between production and the consumer. The report is a result of 3 years of work involving scientists and other experts. Here's that term, experts. As soon as you say experts, you think it's something holy, as well as governments of developed and developing countries. The authors conclude that progress in agriculture has reaped very unequal benefits and that it has become at a high social and environmental cost. UNESCO notes the considerable influence of big transnational corporations in North America and Europe. Of course it does, because they get funding from them. Urgent action is required. By contrast, Latin America and the Caribbean are largely dependent on imported food. The UN body describes the need for action as urgent, warning that staple food prices are likely to continue to rise because of increased demand from countries like China and India and an alternative use of maize and soya beans for biofuels. That's nonsense with the biofuel thing, actually. The report said, remember, too, part of the United Nations agenda is to get you into these little biosphere areas, the habitat areas, where you'll have no public transportation. Well, you'll only have public transportation, no private transportation. So they're going to blame this. They don't want any fuel being sold to the public at all. The report says more than a third of the world's most deteriorated land has been caused by farming. So they're blaming the farmer. They're not blaming the big agribusiness that basically encouraged farmers, including their governments, who were all paid off to do it back in the 40s and 50s. And 60s, to start using all of the artificial fertilizers, etc., to keep their crops growing and make them dependent upon the weed killers and all the rest of it sold by the same companies. It's even worse now that Monsanto seems to rule the world, and there's a very good video up on Google on Monsanto. It's the world according to Monsanto. You should look into that. Lots of evidence there, documented evidence, and even little talks by people who helped push Monsanto through various government agencies, including the Canadian ones, who admit they were bribed. They were asked if they would take a bribe of $2 million to get the stuff pushed through Canada. Remember, that goes back to what I talked about earlier, where Huxley talked about small cliques of men, very extremely rich men, who could take over the world. Well, it's been happening. France has called for more European help for poorer countries and for farmers worldwide to raise their output, but is resisting the pressure to ease support for EU farmers, saying Europe must remain a major producing continent. Now, that's the UN's spiel from one side of its mouth, because remember, the United Nations has already stated in the Department of Agriculture that food will be used as a weapon, and also that farming as it's been must go. It's too important to be left to farmers. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, cutting through the illusions and the con games that are going on as we're herded towards something which is called interdependence, which means total dependence individually on a system that isn't finished with us yet. They want to rule us for every morsel of food we eat. They want to make us obey and serve them, a world state of service. The dream of tyrants for ages, and through the manipulations and the cunningness of public relations and the marketing agenda that's used from governments to the public via media, they're pretty well there. So I'm going to jump to the phones now and talk to some of the callers. We've got James from Ontario there. Are you there, James?
Hello, I'm here.
How are you?
Okay, thanks. How are you? When you were talking about chemtrails and also times about autism, it reminded me there seems to be a common link of heavy metal toxicity. And I was reading about some parents have had luck with their autistic children giving them clay baths, mm-hmm. bentonite clay, and been able to pull out some of the heavy metals in a very simple procedure. And perhaps that's something that can be applicable to...
There's a lot of these things being tried and pushed over the years.
Yeah.
Now, there are methods in medicine itself where they can take a lot of toxins out cheap. They're very expensive.
Yeah, and that's why this...
But as far as the clay stuff goes and so on, I've never seen a report that actually verifies it in blind studies. And you got to have these reports in blind studies. before you promote something. There's a lot of cons out there too, and a lot of people getting very rich off misery.
Yep.
It's the easiest thing to get rich off of. And so I got to be very careful when I see these things. And I like to see the blind studies where treatment's been done, and there's at least two study groups involved. It's the only way you can actually verify these things.
Yeah, I agree. I just thought since it seems to be a fairly cheap thing, it's worth looking or reading about or looking into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Also with the chemtrails, when I was looking up and starting to see them more, it's also worth noting when you see planes overhead that aren't spraying.
Uh-huh.
Then you can sort of educate yourself or educate others and say, see, there's a plane and there's nothing coming out the back of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's worthwhile, too.
You can also, you'll see the same plane sometimes stop spraying and continue going, no trail, and then start it up again.
Yeah.
And if that was a condensation trails and they'd turned off their engines, they'd be falling out the sky. So, no, the white stuff you're seeing is chemicals, and there's no doubt about it. It's all over the world now.
Yeah.
And I've got hundreds of photographs here. There's no point even putting them up because they come in every day. And those who can't see it by now are literally goners. But they've never been conscious, obviously.
Yeah, I guess what they're trying to do is try to make them look like puffy white clouds.
They're more artistic. Yeah, they're more artistic than they used to be.
The tic-tac-toe, yeah, well, mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of the straight ones coming across the sky here, and over time it can dissipate and I guess go over the whole sky, and then given time, you don't really see a cloud at all. It can just be, I think eventually it can be like a blue sky again, but it's all saturated.
It's saturated. It's a milky whitish.
Yeah.
And even when it's a fairly blue sky, if you look towards the horizon and see the milky horizon, you know that they've been spraying, and it's just a bit thinner above your head, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Now we've got Maggie from Texas. Are you there, Maggie? Hello, Maggie.
I'd called with a question about Monsanto, but this last caller's comments on chemtrails reminded me that when I was in D.C., Washington, D.C., a year ago, the skies over D.C. were full of it. Now, are they spraying themselves?
I've seen it over Ottawa when they give you a photograph on the news on Ottawa. You'll see them above the Parliament building. But it isn't that. You see, for everything they do, there's antidotes, but it's a very high level of science which is never given to the public. And even professor level, they don't know it either. There's a much higher level of science. And these guys can be detoxed by advanced technology. All politicians in the Western world around 1995, this came out in all the newspapers across the planet, suddenly voted bills through where they allowed themselves to be treated, the politicians and their families and the high bureaucrats and their families, at special military bases. It didn't explain why that would be or what purpose it would be for or why they would get the special treatment. And I'm sure it's to do with the upcoming spraying that's now taking effect. They can be detoxified, I'm sure, by means which we will never, ever hear about.
Really? That just sounds so extraordinary.
Yes.
Okay. I do have time for a question about Monsanto.
Yeah?
Okay. I worked there at a long-term temporary job in the mid-1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the great plan emerged, and I was pretty well asleep then, although I didn't retain as much as I wish I had, but I did notice certain things. At that time, they were talking about selective pesticides,
mm-hmm.
and Roundup was one of them. And they were talking about the corn and soybean crops in particular. And now we have genetically engineered corn and soybeans. And I guess my major question would be, are the seeds we're thinking of, corn in particular, are they what are termed Roundup-ready seeds? Because it seems like they have a whole at least three different types of genetic modifications attached to them.
Yeah, the Roundup Ready is being used not only on the soya, but on many crops now. It kills every kind of other plant off, and they can dose the particular modified plants with 10 times the dose, and it's the plants soak up this pesticide, remember, it stays in the plant, but they will grow, and they'll grow big.
Right, okay. Now, the pesticide that it soaks up is actually a herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
And is that then the substance that is detrimental to humans and animals when they eat it? It's
absolutely
a herbicide, not a
yeah. That was what's been killing off the bees. And remember that West Nile scare they had a while back there.
Oh yeah.
If you notice, the first birds into crops when there's young shoots coming up are crows. That's why you have scarecrows.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones dropping mm-hmm. dead, and they blamed it on a West Nile virus. But
it
was because they were eating the modified shoots
mm-hmm.
of these plants. And the bees,
yeah.
too, it was found out in Ontario, Canada, from the head of the Beekeepers Association, who lives near Shelburne, Ontario. All the birds coming back from the north of his area and all the other beekeepers were dying. And he sent off to the government and got their test fields for experimental stuff by Monsanto and others. And sure enough, that's where those bees were coming back from those particular fields, and they're all dying.
Mm.
So they're killing off the bees, too.
Okay, so they know a lot about that. And then to this, is the Terminator seed feature added to this same seed?
That's right. They're putting out the Terminator gene, so there's no, you can't replant your own seed. You have to go back cap in hand every year to the masters.
Right, right.
Who will decide to give it to you or not.
Right. Okay, just one more thing. Prior to Roundup, there was a product called Lasso, which worked with a different main chemical ingredient. It was called an Allocor, and Roundup is a glyphosate, I believe. Anyway, Lasso was the product that was essentially carrying the whole Monsanto agricultural products division. It was a pre-emergent herbicide in soybeans and corn. And it suddenly disappeared so fast and so completely that I'm just wondering if you know anything about that. It was all over the world. It had different names, Lasso.
That's right.
Faena.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, what happened to that?
I think they're still using it in some of the so-called developing countries.
They're calling it Allocor.
Yeah, yeah, they're still selling it under different names in different countries. That's how clever they are.
Yes. Why was it taken off so completely and so immediately?
It would be because of the findings coming back on the effects on humans. I mean,
but how could they? But they don't care. They don't care what it does to humans.
They don't care, but they still have to sort of pander when overwhelming evidence comes up about the cancer rate and so on.
I see.
And eventually they won't have to care, but at the moment they still have to give some lip service and do tremendous public relations to keep going.
Okay, thank you so much. I've wondered about that for years.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, they're an amazing corporations, but look into the world according to Monsanto, one of the best studies done, and you have clips from various bureaucrats, high-level bureaucrats in the U.S. and Canada who are approached by them. Some of them push their bills through for Monsanto, and you'll see the bureaucrats from Ottawa who admit under oath that that Monsanto attempted to bribe them. And those three bureaucrats who were whistleblowers were eventually fired from their jobs, which is standard procedure because Monsanto has more clearance than you think. These are not just big businesses. These are authorized businesses, just like the big boys that run the electronics and the computer industry. They're all linked at the top, and they're given permission to be a good front, real company, but a front nonetheless, because you'll find at the top of CIA and MI6 and so on, they started up many of these companies, and that's why no one can stop them. They have higher authorization to do what they do. That's why every judge across the country has always sided with Monsanto, and the judge in Canada, after taking down a farmer out Alberta way, or Winnipeg, the judge said, I don't care how this modified seed got into your fields. He says, whether a bird poops it out or whatever, or the wind blew it, the fact is it's on your fields, and the guy literally lost his farm. So that tells you the kind of backing that Monsanto has. Judges will not stand up against it. Now we'll go to Mo from Oregon. Are you there, Mo?
Yes, thank you very much for taking
quick now.
My call.
Yeah, quick.
I would like to tell you that United States is under the siege, especially in California, that when people are spoken about the unfair of their treatments about this housing bubble, they are threatened to be taken by the law, imminent law, to take their homes. And I give you a website called AHRC.com, and in that one there is lots of information regarding that even the judges are paid by the government to deny the cases of bankruptcy or deny the other cases. So people still be in a slave to until end of their lives.
Yes.
For that purposes.
Yes.
And so is that the same in Canada?
It's the same worldwide. You see, we don't have democracy. We've never had democracy. We have old school ties and boys' clubs that become men's clubs, and they all grow up together, and they all go to the Ivy League schools together, and they run the world. It's very, very simple. And through their associations and their licensing bureaus, they can keep any judge, lawyer, or whatever in line. And everyone smells the wind, and they know which way it's blowing, and they know when to be politically correct and do what they're told to do. We run under an authoritarian system. Very, very simple. Very simple.
Yes. Have you seen the Trojan Horse, the new North American movie that was made in...
I don't want to go off into other tangents right now, Mo. We've gone forever and discussed the whole website with everything. But the fact is, as I say, getting back to what we're talking about...
Sure.
The judges are well aware of the agenda. They want their jobs. They like their positions, and they do what they're told. Okay?
All right.
Thank you very much, sir. Bye now. Now, there's Mark from Wisconsin. Are you there, Mark?
Hello, Alan.
Yes?
How are you?
Not bad.
I'm looking at a brand new 08 passport right here, and it says, this document contains sensitive electronics for best performance. Do not bend, perforate, or expose to extreme temperatures. So that's already got RFID in it.
Yes.
And there was a couple quotes in the visa sections I wanted to run across you. The first one was, for this is what America is all about. It is the uncrossed desert and the unclaimed ridge. It is a star that is not reached and the harvest sleeping in the unplowed ground. Is our world gone? We say farewell. Is a new world coming? We welcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will bend it to the hopes of man, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah, and of course...
Can you believe they would put that in an American passport?
Yeah, and you would understand what they mean by man. And those they don't include as man.
Oh, Alan, this is over a picture of a herd of steers with cattlemen driving them.
That sounds appropriate. That sounds appropriate.
I kid you not. They're herding steers.
Yes, well... That passport is your brand. Yeah.
Okay, and there's one quote I don't really understand. I thought you might understand it or can decode it for me. The whole thing is highly Masonic. I mean, there's Masonic pictures all over it. But anyway, here it goes. Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. George Washington. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, well, again, your standard has many meanings. On the one hand, it is standardization. That's why you put a standard in. That means you're conquered. When you put a standard in a battle, you've conquered the battlefield. And it's pretty to do with the standardization process of their plan. Now remember Washington and others, when he was toasted in by Benjamin Franklin with the picture of the sun rising behind him in the portrait, and Franklin said, we welcome their first president. He said, the first grand master of the Americas. They knew, this same guy, I remember, Benjamin Franklin, said they hoped this would be the beginning of a world federation.
Right, right.
That's right in their own writings.
Right.
So there, yeah.
Right, I mean, this thing is just full of Masonic stuff. It's really incredible. It's unbelievable.
Yes, yeah. And it's in the open.
Oh, do you know what the golden spike is? Because there's another quote here. It says, may God continue the unity of our country as the railroad unites the two great oceans of the world, inscribed on the Golden Spike Promontory Point, 1869?
Well, remember the railroads, you heard this term when they called it team players. This is the whole thing about team players. You're on track. If you're also on the sea, you're on board with the plan, or you're on track with it. Now, remember, a track runs two ways. And so, and it's also two tracks. You see two lines. So, two railways. So you can go one way or the other. We're all going one way, and of course this bunch are going the other. It's a Masonic coding of perception and how perception's altered. The golden spike is also a reference to an obelisk, turn upside down, and it's a reference to the golden thigh Pythagoras, those with who perfect their offspring. So the allegory is they have golden penises, technically. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Back with more after these messages.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And now do we have Mark in, was it Wisconsin? Is it Mark? No. Okay, just try Tom in Massachusetts. Is Tom there?
How you doing, Alan?
Not so bad.
Good. Question for you about that Doomsday Seed Vault up in Norway. They say that that's been set up to protect all these varieties of seeds in case of some overwhelming natural disaster. Would that be more likely a repository for non-genetically modified seeds that are going to be kept for the elite?
That's right. That's what they are. They're taking the old, grain from every country and having it sent to them from Africa, from everywhere. The old stuff, the hardy stuff that's proven itself down through the centuries, and that's what they're doing. But remember, too, when they show you one place, they always have other ones which they will not tell you about. They'll have,
right.
They'll have to tell you to watch this hand, like the stage magician, but don't watch the other hand. So this is pretty standard.
Oh, yeah. I figure that. Another quick one, try to make it quick anyways, is you spoke at times about secret archives or portions or areas of certain buildings where material is kept that isn't for the profane or the person off the street to do research and make that available to them.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas as to what type of knowledge that might contain or information?
Oh, yeah, they have real histories of the world. Carl Quigley went into this, in fact, in the Anglo-American establishment, being the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations or the Royal Institute for International Affairs. He was the official historian, and he had access to the records in Chatham House in London and also in the Harold Pratt Building in New York. And he filled in all the blanks and tells you how the wars really started, who was behind them, what was the object, and who gained from it. And he openly admits that these institutions had furthered revolutions and wars towards a particular agenda. And it's a fascinating book to read, The Anglo-American Establishment. So they have them, and lots of them are held in country estates and mansions far away from prying eyes. And they have the histories of the world. They have techniques of control and formulas of control. Whatever's worked before, if you understand the formula, whatever's worked before on humans can be done again and again and again down through history if you do it in the right sequence.
Very good. Hey, I appreciate the information, and keep up the good work. I'll let somebody else pose a question to you.
Thanks for calling.
All right, we'll see you.
Now, I've got Will in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Will?
Good evening. Good evening, Alan. Maggie in Texas prompted my call. What many people don't understand is that these chemtrails, besides the ethylene, diatomide, nanoparticulates of aluminum, barium, cationic, they have polymer fibers, which pretty much it gives them an estimation of where this stuff is going to land.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they detoxify, but they don't have to breathe the stuff in to begin with. Now,
but that's the only real defense you have is not breathing the stuff in.
Yes, yes. If anyone wants to see something kind of amusing, you can Google, it's on YouTube, Weatherman Radar Gets Jammed by Chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
You got this guy, he basically spills the beans. He calls it chaff. It's all over northern United States.
That's right. Even NASA came out with a blurb last year on it, and it does interfere even with the satellite upload from my house.
He says we'll have to go now.
That's the end of the show.
Okay.
So from Hamish myself, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gasoline prices are